You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. Hey guys, welcome to episode 127 of the Time Hackers Podcast. Today we continue our productivity boosting tools. Today I'm going to be talking about a tool that has literally changed my life in the past couple of months. But before we dive right into that, I want to share with you that I have changed our slogan. So remember how at the end of every episode I tell you keep calm and hack time? Well, it's going to be something new starting today. And I don't know about you, but I'm super excited. So I suggest you stay tuned for that. Okay, so our productivity boosting tool for the day is Audible by Amazon. Now, Audible is a way for you to listen to audiobook. It's a tool by Amazon. It's an app by Amazon. And it has most of the books that there are on Amazon. So fiction, nonfiction, and it gives you the power to learn more anywhere at any time. Now, the way this tool works is that you sign up with your Amazon ID and, well, you can choose a subscription. So you can choose one book per month, two books per month, or a premium, if I'm not mistaken. The price varies, and what you get is according to your membership, you get credits to buy books with them for the money that you prepaid. Now, if you want to buy more books, you can. It just means that once you used up all your credits, you will need to add up dollars, obviously, if you want to buy more books than what you have subscribed for. So basically, it works just like a library. So you pay in advance, you get a number of books that you can borrow parallelly or during a certain period of time. And once you run out of your credits, if you want to borrow another book, you need to pay for it. Only here you don't borrow them, you actually get them on your device forever. So this way you can listen to books anywhere from any device that you have, which is incredible. Now you can listen to books in your car or on public transportation, while you're walking your dog, on your cigarette break. You can listen as much or as little as you like, and you will always be synced to where you left off. So basically, it allows you to finish more books faster. The great thing is that it's not some unknown service that has a very limited amount of books. For example, in Israel, there are several services that allow you to do the same thing, like Audible, with audiobooks, only with books in Hebrew, but they just don't have enough variety. Most books in Hebrew are not yet made audible, and it's really hard to find the ones that you like. On Audible, basically, most of the stuff that you can find on Amazon, you can find on Audible because they're basically the same thing. So anything that you were hoping to read sometime or to learn sometime, maybe professional books, maybe you want to learn a new hobby, or maybe you just want to get more books done, you want to read more, this is a great way to do it. And the reason that I decided to share this tool again, because I know that I've created a whole separate episode on this podcast about Audible, is because I keep on getting questions from people asking me, how can I read more? If I had an extra hour a day, I would read more. Well, this is a great way for you to read more, guys. This is so simple. You can literally stop waiting for half an hour or an hour of free time so you can sit and open your book and read it. You don't need that. You can read on the go through your ears and be done with it. You can make usage of your gardening time to listen to books. You can make usage of when you're doing the dishes or when you're just waiting in line in the supermarket. Think about all those dead minutes and now think about how many books you could have listened to while those minutes passed. This is awesome. This is incredible. Now, I will remind you that some people are not very good with listening to audio. So if you're one of those, I'm one of those. If you have never been able to listen to audiobooks, I strongly suggest that you start with listening to non-fiction books. So professional books, entrepreneur books, anything that is not telling you a story that you need to build a whole world in your imagination for. Start with those and you will see how many things you can learn through your ears. So if you're not very good with listening to fiction books, not a problem. Try nonfiction books. This is what I do. I exclusively listen to nonfiction books and read fiction books. So this is my routine. This is what I do. This has been working wonders for me, and I think this is going to change your book reading game. So this is everything for today, guys. And are you ready for our new slogan? Are you? Drum roll, please. Okay. Our new slogan is life's short, be productive. So until next time, remember that life is short and being productive really helps to live it up. See you next time, guys.